Legend of the Honeygum Trees. Once upon a time, in the land of Nectara, there were two brothers named Rasmus and Christian. When people are born in Nectara, a tree is planted to honor their birth. The day Rasmus and Christian were born was a special time. Their family and friends marveled at their identical eyes and hair. Twins were rare in the land of Nectara. "Just imagine," they would say, "two blessings instead of just one." Everyone came from all over to celebrate the birth of the twins. A happy time was had by all. They danced to the lively music and filled their bellies with traditional Nectara food and delicious desserts. Everyone brought gifts. Grandpa and Grandma wanted to save their gift until the very last. Grandpa's chest puffed up in pride as the boy's mother gently opened the tiny package. Inside, she found two small seeds. "Oh my! Thank you so much," she exclaimed, showing everyone the seeds. The people cheered. These weren't just any seeds. These seeds were the pride of Nectara. They were from the honeygum tree. They were highly sought after and rare. The seeds were planted in honor of the boys, each in their own section, and every year they grew, just as the twin boys did. When they were about 5 years old, Grandpa sat them down to talk to them about each of their honeygum trees and how to take care of them. "Boys, as you know by now, the honeygum tree is the pride of Nectara," Grandpa said. "You are going to learn how to tend to your tree, to water it, feed it, and to cherish it. If you will take care of your trees," Grandpa continued, "you will see their growth. It takes a long time for honeygum trees to bear fruit. Ah, but if you are patient and do not pick the fruit too soon, you will be heavily rewarded. The honeygum tree will give you many fruits dripping with sweet nectar. The seeds are delicious too, but do not be tempted to eat them. If you are wise, you will replant them." Grandpa showed them how to water and care for them. He taught them how to pull weeds around the tree and to fertilize their trees with compost. So, year after year, the boys tended to their trees just as their grandpa showed them. "I'm tired of tending to this tree," Christian said when their 12th birthday came and went with no fruits to show. "We must remember what Grandpa said," Rasmus told him. "Keep tending to your tree, brother. It will be worth it." By 15, Christian had stopped tending to his honeygum tree at all. He said he had better things to do with his time. And yet, Rasmus kept tending to his. He worked tirelessly around his schedule to care for his honeygum tree over the years. The trees eventually grew big until they towered over the young men. Rasmus went out and tended to his tree on his birthday, the way he had always had to celebrate his birth. "Brother, it is useless. Why do you keep tending to that tree? Those trees are never going to bear fruit," Christian told him. "Even if the trees bear no fruit, they provide shelter for many things. And they provide air for us to breathe. They deserve to be cared for," Rasmus replied as he continued to tend to his honeygum tree. "Suit yourself," Christian replied, climbing into a hammock to take a nap. One early morning, Christian started screaming and whooping it up. Rasmus came running outside to see what all the fuss was over. There stood Christian, smiling, with a piece of honeygum fruit in his hand and four hanging from his tree. "Look, brother," Christian replied. "You have tended to your honeygum tree and I have not tended to mine. And yet my tree bears fruit for me and yours bears none." Rasmus looked at his tree. There was no fruit, not one piece. Christian hungrily bit into his first piece of honeygum fruit. "Christian, save the seeds! We can replant them!" Rasmus tried to remind him before he ate every morsel of the honeygum fruit. "Why should I listen to you? Your tree didn't bear anything," Christian told him before he devoured every morsel of the honeygum fruit, including the delicious seeds. Just like that, Christian's honeygum tree had no more fruit, and no more fruit grew on it that year. The next year, Rasmus awoke one morning and went outside, and his breath caught in his throat. The branches of his tree stretched high into the sky. They went here and there, and on them were massive honeygum fruits. They were big, beautiful fruits, hidden and intertwined all within the branches. "Woohoo!" Rasmus shouted. He jumped up and down in joy and in celebration. Christian came running out and stood in awe, looking at the beautiful tree. He quickly ran over to pick one. "No, brother," Rasmus told him. Christian stopped still in his tracks. He remembered how he had not shared with his brother when he had the chance. He was expecting Rasmus to tell him he wasn't going to share with him either. Filled with disappointment, Christian regretted his actions. "We must wait until the fruit is ripe before we pick it," Rasmus smiled at him. "Okay," Christian told him, a smile now forming on his face. He was glad Rasmus was more generous than he had been. "I will share with you," Rasmus told him, "but you must promise me one thing." "Yes," Christian answered. "You must not eat my seed. I want to replant it. You must help me, and I will help you," Rasmus told him. "Agreed," Christian answered. The day came for them to pick the fruit of Rasmus's honeygum tree. And there, after years of no results, Rasmus plucked the first honeygum fruit from his very own tree. The fruits were the color of golden amber. They were warm from the sunshine and perfectly ripe. He bit into its soft skin, releasing the sweet, rich juice inside from its honeycomb cells. It ran down Rasmus's chin and over his hand, but Rasmus didn't care about that. It was the best thing he had ever eaten in his life. He closed his eyes and savored every delicate bite of the delicious fruit. After a while, Rasmus opened his eyes and handed Christian a piece of fruit. Christian noticed these fruits were much bigger than the small fruit he had gotten off his tree, and there were bushels and bushels of them. He bit into this piece slower than his last piece and noticed a flavor that he didn't have in the fruit off his own tree. The fruit was richer, juicier, and sweeter. "Brother, these are amazing," Christian told him. Rasmus smiled and replied to him, "Thank you. You see, brother, good things take time." "Yes, they do," Christian replied. "I see that now." From then on, the brothers worked on their trees and land. They replanted their honeygum seeds and took delicate care to tend to them. They had such an abundance of crops that they were able to make many products from their honeygum trees. This allowed them to help many of the local people of Nectara and made them an abundant and very happy country. The end.